Over the years of total Republican control of the legislature, these periodic rallies by liberal groups at the state capitol were conducted with more hope than optimism. Democrats were so far out of power that no initiative of theirs had a prayer of passage. But that was before the 2012 election. The president was reelected. More Democrats won legislative seats. Most of the Republican constitutional amendments were voted down. Democratic strategist Damian Filer says it was a repudiation of the Republican agenda.
The leadership in the Florida legislature lost seats. So we have seen significant sea change, I think, and I think it'll be reflected in what we see in the legislative session.
And indeed, on one of the first days of the session, the House all but unanimously passed an election bill. It undoes many of the restrictive laws that cause those long election day lines and waits, and may even have cost some Republican lawmakers their seats.
They understand they did something very, very badly.
Ian Sancho is the election supervisor in Tallahassee's Leon County, and he's a prominent activist for changing the way Florida handles voting.
The citizens overwhelmingly are demanding that you fix this problem, and that's something not even dogmatic Republicans can ignore.
But make no mistake, Republicans still control the legislature, and they can pass any bills they want. Like this one.
Can I answer that, Mr. Chair?
This is the House State Affairs Committee, and it's about to vote on a business-backed Republican measure to limit wages and employee benefits. The Republicans all vote yes.
Representative Broda?
Yes.
Representative Caldwell?
Yes.
Representative Huntington?
Yes.
Representative Eagle?
Yes.
And the Democrats?
No.
Representative Waldman?
No.
Representative Watson?
No.
Final vote, 12-5. Veteran Broward County Democratic Representative Jim Waldman hadn't even fantasized about defeating the bill.
In no circumstance do we have the votes to single-handedly pass any legislation. What we do have is the ability to influence some of what is being drafted and some of the amendments.
And in this case, Democrats won an amendment to make sure the limitations on wages phase in over 3 years rather than clamp down overnight as the bill originally required. For Democrats, it changed the bill from awful to merely bad, but it was a concession that would have been unimaginable over the last 2 years.
I think the last 2 years were an aberration.
Jack LaValla of Clearwater, the leader of the Republican caucus in the Senate, he thinks the aberration is cured by the new legislative leadership, particularly new Senate President Don Gates. And his point-by-point praise of Gates suggests an opposite point by point on former Senate President Mike Haradopoulos.
Senator Gates is an older, more mature leader. He's done a lot of successful things in his life, been a school superintendent, been a school board member, been a very successful businessman.
The House also has a new leader, Speaker Will Weatherford, who replaces Dean Cannon. Like Haradopoulos, Cannon was accused of poor leadership that allowed his top lieutenants to mistreat Democrats to the point of abuse. But this year, the Democrats are feeling better.
We have opportunities to make sure every Floridian...
Back at the Democratic rally on the flowered lawn of the old Capitol building. Last year's session was early and played out in the dead of winter. This year's is back on schedule at the start of the Tallahassee spring, and Democrats are back where they were before the aberration, still outvoted, but no longer persecuted. I'm Rick Stone in Tallahassee.